Welcome, friends, to the Enduring Gifts of Marvin Gaye podcast, brought to you by your 26-year listening veteran, Jessica. Join me as we celebrate these enduring gifts, the songs of Marvin Gaye. In each episode, I will share insights about the music and recount life experiences tied to it. I'm hoping to inspire you to take a first or your 500th first listen to these songs that are truly the enduring gifts of Marvin Gaye. Good evening. Okay, let's get into the album. Let's get it on. And I'm going to skip past track one because that falls into the category of these, it's not Marvin's fault. That's something that the baddest motherfucker that there ever was is going to have in his catalog is some like over commercialized, too well known, planet wide recognition songs. And when you're rocking with somebody for 26 years, just those level of it's like they get, they're off of the board. Like they're not even in the playlist. Like just because of that, I don't listen to it. You know what I mean? You know, I ain't some dizzy bitch fan of Marvin Gaye who just like knows him for that. You know what I mean? So I don't have time to be listening just to that. Come on. So yeah, I don't. And it's just like it, those songs, they just almost are to the place where like they, I don't know. They're like, they're trivial. I do not understand why I cannot say this. They are Trivial Pursuit questions and answers. You know what I mean? So, you know, and I think it's like, they become almost superficial, elements or superficial knowledge base things of somebody that you have such a deeper, they're surface, right? They're surface, but this still water runs deep. And we go deep. We go deeper, 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 deeper than Let's Get It On. Okay, so we're on that album, but we're not going to talk about that song. We don't need to talk about that song because if you have not heard that song, I was reading this article. I came across this article. I just did a search on Marvin Gaye on Pinterest. And this is amazing to me, but it all goes to Marvin. And so actually I'm glad that I'm thinking of this right now. So I've told you, and actually you'll appreciate this because I've told you how I started up my little Pinterest account and the day that my sister and I were sitting there and we were geeked up about, hey, I have 64 views. Can you believe that? And so, today is November 4th and over this weekend, my little statistics kind of shifted around on Pinterest there. And so for a couple of days on Pinterest, we were riding at like 52,000 views per month. And then just the same day, next time I looked, it had lowered itself down to 50,500 views per month, which is not a heartbreak. You know what I'm saying? Like my feelings weren't hurt, but it was just kind of messed up that the statistics could change from up to down like that. And I was just like, okay, that just goes to show you guys though, show anybody that, you know, when you have your content on these different platforms, they really are those people's platforms. That's what, you know, they explain, like if they change their algorithm, you know, if you're kind of solely relying on getting your traffic from, you know, one maybe really rich source, and then all of a sudden, though, you don't really own that platform. They could change the algorithm on their platform, and all of a sudden, you could be flipped upside down and search results, and, you know. But as it stands right now, okay, let's talk about the way it stands right now. So yeah, my sister and I were geeked about, I had 64, 6 and 4 views. And now I'm up to, well, okay, so it did that little flip around, but it was up into the 50,000. And I was like, wow. And then when I looked at it this morning, it had jumped itself. Now I'm up to like 54,000 views per month. And when I do it, just go into Pinterest, and you could try it. Go into Pinterest and you just type Marvin Gaye and then you hone it down to pins. I'm the second result that shows up. So yeah, we got some authority on my man here. But one time when I was doing that, I was just going through the page of results and I came across this article in there. And there it was saying, like, if you haven't heard of Let's Get It On, I'm not sure that you live on planet Earth. He's like, if that's what that song is, you know what I mean? So, I just like splashed my water onto myself. Yes, that really got on me. Not, I didn't drink that. But yeah, that's just, there's nothing to brag about. I didn't do any, that doesn't have really anything to do with me other than I'm just, it's my job. You know what I mean? It's my joy just to try and provide as much as I can for everybody to see of Marvin. And so I do just want to shout out some of my coolest, you know, just comrades on that platform. Miss Renesha, I really appreciate you so much for that. Very personal. That is about one of the sweetest, just most personal, precious little gifts that I've ever received. So thank you so much for that. Miss Lovely, we had a beautiful conversation this weekend. And, you know, it really touched me because that felt right. It felt right. It felt like, yay, I'm kind of landing a little bit. I was, you know, just thanked for the efforts to keep Marvin Gaye's legacy going and just, you know, keeping it alive. And so that's really, it's an honor. Do you know what I'm saying? It's just completely an honor. And then we've got Cameron, and you just keep that board going. I appreciate you so much. You put in the work, you keep the pins coming, you keep them getting repinned, and I love that. So appreciate you so much. And Miss Fernandez, you were the very first person on Pinterest that showed me some support. Oh my gosh. And we talked when that happened. And I thank you so much for that. That was in the 64 views time frame. And I reached out to Ms. Fernandez when she shared one of my pins. And just to let you know too, Ms. Fernandez, I saw what you did for the I Want You episode. And that has now become one of the highest listened to episodes, one of the fastest growing, highest listened to episodes. And that's thanks to you. I really appreciate you guys when you find, you know, my content and you share it along, you pass it along, because that just, it's all about Marvin. It's just about Marvin. That's what it's about. Just to let you know too, I know that I kind of mentioned this over and over again, and then I just always forget to spout out a dollar amount figure. But just so you know, via all of my little ads that you've ever heard on any episodes, and then the little ads that I've personally created lately, I think I've only put them in 2 episodes so far, where I'm trying to shout at you guys about 3 products, you know, that I can't live without. So it's lip care, it's hair care, and it's Marvin care. With all of those efforts, I'm writing, and it's been going on for 5 months now, I'm writing at $8 in revenue that I've made. So it's not about the money, people. I please want you to believe me when I'm telling you that in these little ads that I'm placing, it's like, it is not going to change my life. You know, the money that could be tied to this, that is absolutely cannot be what this is for. Cause damn, dude, with $8, I don't know. I don't even know. Like, that'd be, I'd get creative, like what I could
just get real excited about for $8. So,
let's see. Yeah, let's get into my experience with this album. So definitely for the longest time, I had access to this one, via the album, the vinyl. It was one of the handful of full vinyl records that my stepmom had of Marvin Gaye's. And I feel like it kind of falls into sequence after I Want You. Kind of, you know, concurrent. A lot of stuff was concurrent. I think that, like, once I got real solid footing with the I Want You album, or I Want You, with the What's Going On album, that got past Flying High in the Friendly Sky, you know, and I could just, I was grooving on Right On. I've always just grooved on Right On. Right On has just always been this freaky little groove to me. I just have always really, really, really enjoyed Right On. But I can totally appreciate how unique it is too. So, but like once, like Right On was really tightly in my grip and I just really understood that I understood it and I really, really enjoyed it. You know, I was ready to go. It's like, whatever else can I just get my hands on? I'm ready. You know, I can tell there ain't gonna be nothing that I won't like. You know what I mean? And so it was, I'm trying to think of the albums that were there. It was that Greatest Hits, that Super Hits thing that had Ain't That Peculiar. It was What's Going On. It was Let's Get It On. It's I Want You. It's Here, My Dear. It was Live at the London Palladium. It was Sexual Healing. I thought there were 8 albums. Trying to think. Now let me think here. Yeah, that's about it. That's about it. So 7 albums, right? But that lets me know, though, pretty much concurrently, those vinyls were getting listened to. Kind of like I just said, once the What's Going On experience had been, you know, fully experienced, and then I knew I was in. I was in. So it was just like, whatever I want, whenever I want of those albums, of that content, I'm listening to. I'm digesting it. And so the first time that I remember having this album on disc, though, I'm 17. I've got this Escort. And this is, you know, one of my first times going to make a Marvin Gaye purchase, where what I'm doing is I'm driving myself to that Best Buy. Okay. I was not at anybody else's mercy. So just got in my little car. I knew where it was. I drove over there and they had this box set and it had 4 discs in it. And it was this Love Starved Heart, I believe is what it was called, which was all this unreleased material from the 60s. It was a, like, remasters then of Trouble Man, I Want You, and Let's Get It On. Let me see here. What was that? It's called Marvin Gaye, Love Starved Heart, Rare and Unreleased. So it was those 4 discs in this box, this beautiful hard box. And I was driving to go get that for myself. That was my gift to myself for my GPA, that here it is. Here's the box. That was my gift to myself for my GPA that I had achieved that semester. 4.3. I was so, so, so proud of that. Cause it was hard ass work. Do you know what I'm saying? Oh, just hard ass work, dude. And so it was like, yes, that was my highest GPA, that I had gotten up to that point. And I just was really celebrating that. So when I got it on disc like that, It's just a very, very special experience. Okay, so the song that I'm most excited about on that album, I would, you know what? It's like the song of Marvin's that I'm most excited about. And I listened to it. This is, you know, 20 minutes now since I just listened to it. But, yeah, that song, I would say of all of Marvin's songs, is the one that I'm most excited about. And so I know I've told you so many times I can't come up with a Marvin Gaye favorite, but I believe that if there was like metric data available that could somehow measure the song that I have ever listened to the most, this is that song. And so if there's like a factual favorite, I can concede that. I can concede it. This song is just the thing to never let go of being the most excited about, right? It's just like, don't ever get to a place where this song doesn't just make you so excited to just envision being in the place of this space with someone. You know what I mean? It's just every single word that he is singing in this song. And what it is very, very, very much about this song is that it is Marvin everywhere around you in this song. I am going to shout out my beats again. I've told you guys about these beats. So I've got these things in my hand right now. And these things are tore. I literally have some packaging tape on them. The clear packaging tape is holding one of the ears on somehow. I actually am wondering how this tape is holding this thing on here, but it is. It takes batteries, and so the battery case, like the battery cover, is missing, so the batteries are exposed. I'm trying to look here. The cord, the part that plugs in to your device, is exposed. Like the little nozzle thing is just hanging, and I can see the wires, and I cannot believe these motherfuckers are in embarrassing shape. I can't leave the house with them. I did used to travel with these extensively. This, you know, because these beats, this was back when all the basketball play, you know, you were just a bad motherfucker if you had some beats, you know, these big ass things. And what do? You rock them around your neck like that. And so I did it, you know. Looked cool. But it's more than it's for looking cool, dude. It's because of the sound quality. And so that's what I'm saying. Like, these things are hanging on. They're taped together. This shit is like wire is exposed. And I just have to give the quality to these beats, though. They are in this shape and I can plug them into any device that I ever plug them into. And the sound quality still, despite the tape and shit, is impeccable. So their quality, these motherfuckers take a licking and they keep on ticking. They just are in, you know, I can't even believe that they turn on and give me sound, but they are giving me sound the way it's supposed to sound. And so when you're experiencing your Marvin like this, just encompassing your ears, and he is forward, back, to the left, to the right, blending in. He's doing somersaults up and down and all around. That is Marvin everywhere that you are hearing beauty. That's Marvin. That's how you listen to Marvin. I would say this album right here is probably one of the most exciting experiences of blended vocal Marvin like that, right? Because he starts really doing that hard on What's Going On. Seems like it was kind of a fluke that they came across doing that. It was some kind of like accidental way that his stuff had gotten recorded, that he had, you know, overtracked himself like that. But then it worked and he liked the way it sounded and he just began to do that forever going forward. His next album after What's Going On is his instrumental Troubleman. So we don't get a whole lot of vocal of Marvin on there. And now our next project is Let's Get It On. And here he is just giving us all of that harmony of himself, right? It is all Marvin harmony, and there is just nothing more beautiful. I would just, you know, fight. Marvin Gaye has the most beautiful voice of all time for me. I don't give a fuck about anybody else's better. You know what I mean? I love Nat King Cole and I love Luther Vandross, but they're not better than Marvin Gaye to me. There's just something so completely beautiful about Marvin's voice. And that's where I have told you, like, musical snob. I just really, if there was a thing about Marvin's voice that I could critique, I would do it. Do you know what I mean? But I can't. And that's what I just, like, that's why it's just like, that is why Marvin is every single vocal experience pleasant, pleasing thing to me. And that is there is nobody that is sounding better than Marvin Gaye to me. That's what it really boils down to me. So, like, when I'm telling you Marvin Gaye is the baddest motherfucker that there ever was, that's the context that I'm really coming at you with. It is this vocal musical snobbery where it's like, I can, you know, if there's something to critique that doesn't just sometimes it just I would let it be known. I legitimately cannot find the thing. I will tell you, there's a song I don't really listen to them. Savage in the Sack and Masochistic Beauty. I don't need to listen to those songs, like, ever. But it's the song. It is not Marvin. It's not his voice. It's not his voice. Marvin served voice forever. Marvin never stopped serving voice. You know, he never lost that. So, and just for me, in left, right, front, back, up and down, flipping around, just letting me be surrounded by it. Yes, please. Okay. All day. Every day. 26 years. May it'll be 27. So, yeah. This song is a man over the top in love. He's so in love in this song. This song is in love, and you don't ever stop being excited about being in love like this. I won't be able to sleep peacefully in bed without you beside me. Oh. Do you know what I'm saying? Oh, it's like, don't ever stop. Don't get to a place in life, no matter what you've not been able to sustain, you know, no matter what's come and gone. Don't ever get to a place where you stop being excited about those moments that you've had, you know, those moments that you know can exist, you know, just, and just the beauty and the vulnerability and the pureness of just that, you know, you've had your person where it was just exciting to sleep together. And I'm talking about the act of sleeping, right? Isn't sleeping so intimate? And so, yes, it's just like, I won't be able to sleep peacefully in bed without you beside me. Oh, that is so adorable. Yes. Don't ever stop being so excited about having those experiences in life. You know what I mean? And this is the been there, done that thing that I'm telling you about. You've been there. You've done that. It's enough to last a lifetime. You know what I mean?
Like, just the excitement of it, that's yours. That's yours to hold on to, right? Like, it doesn't matter if you don't sleep with that person anymore, you know? But it's just the time in life that you had that experience of just being so in love and excited just to sleep with your person, dude. Just sleeping. That's what it is. This song, right? It's just so purely about love. It's just purely about the excitement of being in love and just those feelings that is he not just like, he's just taking you. So it's an experience. This song, you just totally feel, this is what I'm saying. Like, it's exciting. This song is exciting. It's just the way that he sings it, how he's harmonizing with himself in this song. It's just so gorgeous. The power that he is in that, I think that too is what amplifies the song. It's like, it's just the beauty and the pureness and the sweetness, the gentleness, the delicacy, the, vulnerability, the honorability of these lyrics, right? And it's all of that. And he could be whispering. When you think about the lyrics of this song, this could be as delicately delivered as If This World Were Mine, right? It could be just almost barely above a whisper. The lyrics of this song, the content of this song, it's so sweet and precious. But it's the power that he is singing this song to you with is what makes it so exciting. Like, you are just hearing a man that is so just overwhelmed with how in love he is with his woman, dude. And he's at this place where he's needing to tell her that, right? It's like he's gotten to a begging place. Like, I always envision this song starting out. I always see a story. I'm seeing the man and the woman in this story. And it always, to me, starts out with that scene from An Officer and a Gentleman, where they just have their little fight and she's like leaving, right? And because he was just disrespectful to her and she ain't standing there and taking that, and so she's getting ready to leave, and he comes up behind her and he just pushes the door shut, right? Like, he's not gonna let her leave because he needs to apologize to her, right? And it's like, that's kind of how you feel like this song is starting, right? It's like you feel like this man is getting ready to lose this woman. Like, he's gotta, like, really make it clear to her how he feels. And see, that's what I really have all this song title in itself truly is a conundrum to me. And actually, I'm just coming to look for something here. I want to look. Because is it always called the same thing? I'm trying to make sure if I always see the song called the same thing. Now, I think over here, is it over here? Yes, okay. I've got two different packages now of Let's Get It On, and I want to make sure if I always see the name of this song spelled out the same way. So in this version of it that I got when I was in high school, the song is titled, okay, yes, it's not called the same thing every time. This song in this booklet is called Please Don't Stay, parentheses, Once You Go Away. And then, where did I just someplace else, though? I saw it's called something else. Just a couple minutes ago, I saw it was being called something else. Hold on. What is this telling me? Give me song titles here? No. Oh, I'm gonna tell you where I was just looking at it. In Spotify. Okay, well, here we go. Then in this other booklet, Please Stay, Once You Go Away. But I feel like what I remember on vinyl too. What I remember it being called on vinyl. Do you have your vinyl? Get your vinyl and tell me, what does track 2 from Let's Get It On say? Doesn't it say, Please Don't Stay, Once You Go Away? And then in this other package of it, please stay once you go away. So the title of this song has always been a conundrum to me, just simply because of the way it's referred to differently in different places. But here's something else that I'm going to just point out in this like the deluxe reissue. I think this comes out in 2000s sometime. And this, it's like a double disc, box. You know, it's like all housed in this little flippy foldy box for the discs, the two discs. And, the second disc, I believe. Hold on. I got one of the discs in here. Yeah. The second disc, you know, that's disc two. That's what it's telling me, disc two. It gives you demos, alternate mixes, and more. And then the next 10 tracks after that, they're all previously unreleased. The whole thing is called Working the Groove. Oh, and we know what that's... I told you there's Groove! And then there's Marvin Groove. And Marvin... There's Groove and then there's Marvin's Groove. So I told you, that's Marvin's terminology. I got to make it real good and groovy for you. They're in the groove now. You know what I'm saying? So... That he was working the groove. There's these 10 tracks here, and something leads me to believe, just without even looking at them, there are a lot of instrumental, just groovy tunes. It's Marvin's groove. So yeah. But there's so much power in Marvin's delivery of this specific song, whatever it's called. I just don't even understand what Marvin meant for the title of this song to be. Because I do know that growing up on the vinyl, and like I said, I had access to this and I kind of really listened to this for a few years because I didn't get this disc until I was 17. I know. Because I just remember being a junior in high school when I got that 4.3, and my present to myself was that four box set, and it had Let's Get It On. So of course that wasn't my first time listening to the album, but it's gotta be about the first time that I'm listening to the album in the headphones. And there is definitely something about listening to this song in headphones. And especially those beats, taped up, busted up as they are, they still give me everything of this song. And Marvin's power, woo, 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 you know, I mean, he's just, and what is he, you know, he's like explaining to this woman, like, why his life isn't really going to be the same if she's not there anymore. Like, from this point forward, you know, I've never... hold on. They do have the lyrics here. Hold on. Let's see here.
For I never felt this way before, baby, oh, oh. No, oh. I won't be warm and secure. Oh, baby, baby, baby.
He's gonna be tossing and turning all night long. He's scared that if he closes his eyes when he gets ready to wake up, he might find you gone. Stay, baby, please stay. Cause I could never find nobody to make me feel this way. I've never felt this way before. Sugar, you did it. I never felt so good before. And you know, I know that he's... I'm not gonna go there. That would make this rated X. But he don't... Let me just... Hold on. Let me clarify something that he is not saying.
that they just put into the lyrics right here. They give me two times that he supposedly says, I've never felt so good before. I've never felt so good before. Maybe he doesn't say that, but they left out. Oh, they sure did leave just all the way left it out. One of the last things he says in that song, right? You know what he says in that song. Yes. So, yeah, I think it's that line that he says in the song. It's really a beautiful place to go to after the whole I Want You album, because the I Want You album is very sensual and it's very focused on the passion and the physical, right? And like just kind of a focus on the intensity of the physical experience that exists. And like just the pleasure out of it. But this, in this specific song, he is just so in love and he's just needing her to know that he's in love. And it's actually, you know, the way that he doesn't feel like he's begging. He's, you know, like I said, I always just see the very start of it, that scene from that movie where it's just like, you get the impression she's leaving. He's fucked up and she's leaving. She's out the door and he's just like, hold on one second, you know what I mean? And then he's telling her all of this stuff, but he's telling her with just so much joy about it. There's nothing sad about this. Like, he's not sad about this. Like, you can tell he's just very deeply in love and just kind of maybe hasn't been able to express it yet until he's kind of seeing with some desperation that he needs to get his words together to be able to express it. And see, that right there, guys, is just what I really, and I guess when I just said guys, I am speaking to the guys, okay? That is what I love so much about Marvin Gaye serving me love songs for life. You know what I'm saying? It's just that he, and I'm going to circle back to this again because I don't like to just keep it superficial, but he was so gorgeous, right? I mean, he was such a ladies man. It's not like, again, it's, I was watching this crazy podcast video of T.I. and Tiny the other day. You know, he's got his podcast and she was on there and they were talking about marriage, just relationships and making them work and shit. They were fucking hilarious. And he was saying to her and she, you know, they were just kind of talking about the type of person, type of man that a woman should want to be, you know, attracted to and content to settle down with and shit. And, but T.I. was explaining why that's not realistic because, and then he says to her, he asks her a question. He's like, oh, so do you want a man that nobody else wants? And she was just like, she stopped and thought, she tried to say yes. And then he was explaining to her completely the way that's not true. She's like, oh, so you want a man don't nobody else want? You know, it's not about being superficial. It's not about that. And I have definitely tried to come to grips with don't just be superficial, right? Like you can't just, and I'll give you the best thing, a very simple thing that my mom said to me one time. Because I was involved at one point in time with somebody that I was just like, so attracted to. And I think like that was a little bit bothering my mom. And so she just said to me, she's like, Mija, what if one time he got into an accident and he got a scar, a permanent scar on his face? What would you do then? And I was just, and it was like, okay, you know, fuck, you know, make me think about that. Right. And so it's like, of course, like, don't just, of course, you can't not just be caught up in that with somebody, but oh my gosh, how exciting it is. And there's nothing wrong with that either, though. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with the things about your partner that totally work for you, okay? Don't be a hater. And you know what I mean? It's like, there's just as much of a possibility that that person isn't going to get into that accident that scars their face. So, you know, it's like, it's fine if that is a part of your situation with somebody, okay? It just, you don't want to just totally get caught up in it. But here's what I'm going to keep going with Marvin. It's like, he was that though. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, oh my gosh, Marvin. Ah. Like I told, I'm in my room right now and I'm looking at my pictures of my baby. And it's just like every morning I get to wake up to this and it's like, thank you. Cause it was just it. Oh. So when a man is walking in that, you know, he's got that confidence. He's got that. Hey, he's working with that. And he has the ability to just so vulnerably and so expressively say what he needs to say to a woman, to his woman. I've explained that in depth in the I Want You album, but it's just like here, I get so excited about it because this is so much about being in love. It's just, he is so in love and he is so expressive of it and he is expressing it with power. Like he is just powerfully, joyfully. You just get the sense of joy that Marvin has at being able to express this. It's like the best thing in life. You know what I mean? When that's working. When that's working. And so, yeah, you know, just don't ever lose track of being so completely excited about your sleep time, just sleepy time, right? How do you guys position? You know what I mean? We would all, you know, it's just like you have your ways, right? Like you've got your sides and your ways and it's just to go to sleep. Just to go to sleep, but that is so intimate and it is so special and it is just so in love. It's so in love. And so just don't ever lose that excitement. If you ever need to just tap into it, listen to this song because it just really helps when you're just hearing your other person expressing it, right? And that's what I'm just saying. It's like, you know, Marvin was just as fine as he could be, you know what I mean? And so he could have had a different carriage of himself than to allow himself to express. But, and he only had 45 years here on this planet. Look what he left behind and look at the expressiveness, you know what I'm saying? There's just something to be had from expressing it. Just share that, express it, be excited about it, let it out, share it. And maybe it is, maybe it does take the desperation of, oops, she looks like she's about to be leaving, so baby, please stay, don't go away. Because that's what he's telling her. He's like, baby, please stay, don't go away. And so I don't understand why the title of the song, especially on the vinyl, and that's what I had for years until I got the disc. And then that's what I'm saying, like the titles have contradicted, but the way that I always saw it for the longest time is, please don't stay, parentheses, once you go away. And it's just like, okay, well then when you're saying something like that to somebody, it'd be like almost the exact opposite of what I'm telling you. It's like telling somebody to fuck off and be like, well, fuck you, half bad mother. You know what I mean? So it's like, if you are going to leave, then don't stay once you leave. Just take your shit, get the hell out and go and don't stay. And like, I don't want to have these memories of you once you're gone. But you don't get the impression at all that he's talking about a we are not together time. He is like just finally kind of feeling the important, urgent need, got a sense of urgency here to just explain how he's never felt like this before. You know, and you can, that's, you just get that. He is so excited, right? He is so excited. He is just letting you know how excited it is to feel like this. He never felt like this before. And I just, you know, feel that one time. And that's, I think I've already said that in this episode, but it gets into those been there, done that types of things, enough to last a lifetime. Just live your life
fully as you're living through it. You know what I mean? You gotta have those experiences in life where you had your guards down, you had your walls down, and you therefore fully, excitedly experienced not being able to sleep peacefully in bed without you beside me anymore, right? Like just those times where you're just so excited for this person in your life and just fully, fully, fully indulge in that phase of time with that person. And maybe it doesn't have to go away with that person, right? Maybe that person continues to get to be the person that you remain excited about forever. And if it isn't, you know what? Oh, fucking well, it can be one of those please don't stay once you go type of situations. But don't feel bad on yourself. Don't feel bad on your experiences in your life. I think like that's just some guidance that I would give to everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't let anything that doesn't sustain take away your experiences in your life. You know what I mean? That has been your time. That was your experience. Like, extra a way to feel so excited about this song is because you're tapping into your own memories, right? Like, you're tapping into your own personal life experiences. And so I can just say, like, being the young girl that I was, first hearing the song, it's just setting this foundation. It's creating this foundation. It's creating this expectation of, oh my gosh, dude. Yes. Marvin, it's a man. You know what I'm saying? I think that like that is so much a man. That is like so much the definition of a man to me. Like you can just be as fine as you want to be. Okay. But you can, you know, and so kind of, it's almost like that can be your disadvantage. Because almost nowadays for myself, if you are that fine, right off the bat, I'm probably expecting a little bit too much cockiness. And you know what I'm saying? Like a little bit, you're kind of a cabron, you know? And so if you can just be as fine as you want to be and you have some, let's go back to the descriptors, honor, vulnerability, gentleness, delicacy. You know, and you're just excited about being in love with your lady, dude. Oh my. And then you can express that too. Like you can express it. Oh, yeah, sign me up. Say, so yeah, when I'm 14, 15, 16, 17, I get the disc. I'm now able to just deeply, personally experience this straight into the ear. I'm getting all of these nuances of the harmony. I'm getting the full, like, direct effect of this strength that he is just passionately, excitedly in love expressing that. And it sets an expectation of, it would be really cool to experience this in life one time. And you know what I mean? It like, it sets the expectation that, a true man, you know what I'm saying? Like you hold out for that. You hold out for that experience where you can kind of get that. Well, mija, what if he gets into a car accident? You know what I'm saying? Like you, okay, mom, now you got me kind of tripping and I got to get this a little bit. I got to get my priorities straight. And you know what? I got to understand, like, if he got a scar in his face, I got to still, you know, I got to know, well, what am I really in this for? You know what I mean? But it's like, fuck, what if you do find somebody that's that wildly attractive to you? And you know what I'm saying? Like, you guys have your own little special sleep ways. And I'm just like I said, I'm talking about sleep. It's just special, sweet, excited in love shit, dude. There's nothing wrong with that. Do that. And the time that you realize that you're doing that, just do it. You know what I mean? And it is. You get an experience like that. And it is. It's enough to last a lifetime because, you know, you just, that's what we're here for, to have these experiences. You know what I'm saying? You make the most of them while you've had them. You've had them, you cherish them. You know, the person, you might not be able to sustain with the person, but that's what I'm saying. Don't let the experiences that you've had that were happy and joyous and exciting to you, why do they have to go away? Why can't they be yours, no matter what? So, yeah, this song for me, I am the most excited to hear it. This song for me
if there is a metric that could record how much I have listened to all of the catalog, you know, the song the most, it's this one. So if that has to, just by that fact, if that has to equate to a favorite, I can concede, and I'm happy to do so with this one. Young and in love and at any age, right? It's just all about your mindset toward it and your ability to appreciate it. I want to go listen to it again right now. So
yeah, we'll go deeper into this album. We've got some beauties on this album. Alrighty. I'll be checking for you soon, talking to you soon. Check us out on Pinterest.com. Like I said, search for Marvin Gaye. You're going to find me. And please take what you find. Take it, put it on your board, share it around. That's what it's for. Find us on YouTube, Marvin Gaye's Enduring Gifts. Oh, yeah, just let me give you an update on that. So this weekend, I was listening back to some old episodes. You know what I will say too, guys? I'm seeing that the soulful moods of Marvin Gaye. Let me actually give you some statistics here because this is crazy to me. That Soulful Moods of Marvin Gaye episode is doing really well too. That one's really taking off. But I will say, there is a song of the Soulful Moods of Marvin Gaye on the YouTube channel that is my second most listened to song of the day of Marvin's. It's like up to over 100 listens. And so I'm just like, wow, you guys, yes! Yes! That is correct. Do you know what I mean? Let me go here. Let's see. It might take me a second. I want to tell you which one it is, though. It is How High the Moon. Let me put this on mute so it doesn't do anything stupid. But when I go to How High the Moon from the Soulful Moods of Marvin Gaye, Marvin Gaye's very first album, this song has 113 listens. Yes, guys, thank you. I'm so glad that you guys get this. The other songs on there are doing really well too. You know what my other, with the highest listened to song of all, and this is you guys too. I know that you guys get this. It's that 60s medley from the 1972 Kennedy Center concert. The 60s medley. I told you guys that, and that is my highest listened to video on the YouTube channel. So yes, Marvin Gaye's Enduring Gifts, the song of the day, we're up to 72 songs. But yes, when I went back and listened to the Soulful Moods of Marvin Gaye episode, I realized that I was telling you guys that I still owed you a few of the Marvin Gaye Collection balladeer disc, never before released anyplace else. These were buried in Motown's vault. They were cuts that did not make it to these four little jazz albums that Marvin had released throughout his career. And so if you didn't get it off of the Marvin Gaye Collection, you do not have this anyplace else. And I was even telling you, if there's the metric that measures how often things get listened to, these basically do not. Okay. But they have value because they are this rare of Marvin's material. And so I've put two of them up there. I think there's one more. There may be two more. But it is a song called Mac the Knife, unreleased, and is on the balladeer disc of the Marvin Gaye Collection. And then there's another song called Hello Young Lovers, unreleased, on disc 4 of the Marvin Gaye Collection. And so I put those two up this weekend. You got to check them out because Mac the Knife is an interesting one. Hello Young Lovers is real swingy. It's real catchy. And I was even looking, I was like, is this really unreleased? Because I went to that Hello Broadway album of his just to really make sure that it wasn't one of the songs on there. It really feels like it could have been though. So it's a good little swingy little tune. Mac the Knife, I'd heard that song before. It's from that time frame. Marvin's take of it just was never released. And then there's another, okay, so the one that I still have to give you, and I'll try and get it up tonight or tomorrow. It's a song that Barbara Streisand did. Well, we already know Marvin did a song that Barbara Streisand did. Why Did I Choose You? That's Barbara Streisand's song too. So yeah, that will probably be finishing up the Balladeer disc 4 of the Marvin Gaye collection. I have finished up disc 3 of the Marvin Gaye collection for you guys. It's up here, all up here now. And so I will just owe you a few of those duet songs from disc 2 of the Marvin Gaye collection. Well, it's beeping. I'm wrapping this up anyway. Oh gosh, it's getting ridiculous. All right, guys. So now it stopped. Yeah, I will just be owing you a few songs off of the duet disc from the Marvin Gaye collection. And then we're just going to keep going from there. I'll definitely put this song up. I'm so excited. That's my reaction to this song every time. It's just as like, it makes you just get, you feel that from head to toe. You just get so excited to hear Marvin singing so in love like this. Okay. Yeah, like I said, we're going to dive deeper into this album, and here we go. All right, I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye. Well, friends, that's it for this episode. Did we have fun? I had fun. Subscribe to our show so you never miss the enduring gifts of Marvin Gaye. Follow us on Pinterest, pinterest.com/MarvinGaye_enduring_gifts. There, we are up to 45,000 views per month. I have thousands of images and videos of Marvin. Also, check out the YouTube channel, Marvin Gaye's Enduring Gifts. I'm building the Song of the Day playlist there. It's my ultimate goal to become your free online Marvin Gaye listening resource. So, as always, we really appreciate your listening support. Give us subscribes, give us likes, and thank you for listening.